This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Chav Zayin, Sif Dalad. Lo Yehi Davar Choytzeitz Bein Tfilin LeBesaroi. There should not be any interposition between the tefillin and your flesh. Lo Yishna Shal Yad, Lo Yishna Shal Rosh. It doesn't matter if it's the tefillin Shal Yad or the Shal Rosh. Hagav Adavka B'tefillin. This is only an issue with the tefillin itself. Alva B'ratzuos Ein LaHakbid. There is no hakpada if there's something interrupting between the straps and your arm. In other words, could you wear a watch under your tefillin? Yes. That's the Shita of the Ramah. The Ramah says there's no inyan of chatzitza by ratzuos. Sif Dalad. Sif Katan Yud Gimel the Mishnah Berurah. Dechsiv lo yehei dechsiv al yadecho v'tefillin sharosh ksiv b'nei necha. It has to be on your arm or between your eyes without anything interposing. Davar choytzitz afil chatzitza kodahu. Even the slightest bit. Why? Why even davar, let's say, miyot she'enoi makbid, why would that be a chatzitza? The Avi Ezri, quote in the Dershu, says that the din of chatzitza is learnt out in the Gemara and Erechin that kohanim who are not shayich in the midst of tefillin, because it says yilbasha al besaroi, that there can't be any chatzitza between their beged and their basar. So from there we learn out, the Rosh says that the tefillin have to be on the basar without any chatzitza as well. So therefore it's even miyot. And it's even more chamor than mikvah, because mikvah, midarais, it's only either makbid or rubai, and by tefillin it's even miyot she'enoi makbid. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. V'nachon lizar l'chadchila afilo b'kina chaya shalai yemasgin atin l'basar. You have to be careful even by a living louse that it does not interpose between the tefillin and your flesh. V'al kalpanim b'kina mesa. Nevertheless, if it's a dead louse, va'afar, yeshli zoher. Meaning even a living louse, l'chadchila, but if it's dead, you definitely have to be careful. Va'ken yesh nogim l'rchatz makam hanachas tefillin. Therefore, some have a custom to wash the place where the tefillin is placed. Kasa v'sefer ravid hazahav. Nira, demasha ratzua choytzetzes lefamim, bein tefillin lebesaroi, loy mikri chatzitza. It says in the sefer ravid hazahav, that which the ratzua is choytzetz between the tefillin and the basar, that's not a chatzitza. The fact that there's a ratzua, that's not a chatzitza, demin b'mina eino choytzetz. This we quoted earlier. The Mishnah Berurah says of Katan Yud from Levushe Srod that you should be mevatel the minog of being koirech the ritzua b'makam hakiboyres. So that means lechadchila, it is an issue. So it's interesting, he brings here in the Dershu, those who wear a tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam together with tefillin of Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah says later on, Siman Lamedal Tzav Katan Hey, that the Ritzuos of Rabbeinu Tam should be Mechusa through the Ritzuos of Rashi, which means that the Ritzuos of Rabbeinu Tam are underneath. So it seems like perhaps that would not be a complete Chatzitza. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Lo Yishna Shal Rosh, Kasa B'Sefer Machzis HaShekel. It is bad in my eyes, the custom of those people that grow their frontal hair. Aside from the fact that it is arrogant, there would be a prohibition by wearing tefillin. Because since it's very long, you can't say, well, that's how it grows. That's the normal way that it grows. And it would be chatzitza. Ayin sham. So this is the shita of the Machzis HaShekel. Uvelav chatzitza nami, and even without the issue of chatzitza, b'shvil hani sarais hamrubim iavshal etzamtzim shiyum udakum unachem al kamim kadin. Even besides the issue of chatzitza, you cannot make sure, you cannot ensure that the tefillin are fastened properly. So he brings in the dirshu over here. That to slick the hair back, so now the hair is growing in an unnatural position, so then that would be Asur Lekulei Alma. Meaning it seems like the Shita of the Machzor Shekel is not unanimously held. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it, and he says, well, even without that Svara, there's an issue, but to move the hair into a sort of an unnatural position, so that's definitely not Hainu Rabbi Sayu. Okay. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Tes Zayin Ein Lahakbid. By the Ritzuos Ein Lahakbid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'achroinim Kasvu. The Achroinim write, the Ein Lahakal Rak B'makam HaKrichos. The Achroinim write, that only be lenient in the wrappings. If you want to be lenient that you could have a chatzitza by the Ritzuos, only be lenient in the place of the windings. Av Masha Shachlak Shira. But the part of the Ritzua which is tying, Yesh Lahachmer after Ritzuas, you should be Machmer even by the Ritzuas, Bein Bishal Yad, Bein Bishal Rosh. So this seems to be taking the Ramah at face value that Lamaisa by the Ritzuas is no issue of Chatzitza. The Kosu Techachas Megula al Manichin Atun Agaba Peya Nachas Anikra Peruka. And this is, they write, that this is an open rebuke to those who put tefillin on top of a toupee. Even if just the strap is on the toupee, because the strap of the shel roish is not a matter of ritzua, that's a matter of hiduk. However, it's mashem magen avram and the chayadam that if somebody has a wound on their head, only where the strap is, and not where the bias is. You could put the straps on bandages, or on a thin hat or cloth. Very interesting. Even though we just said hakishira, you have to worry about chatzitza by the ritzuais, but this would only be, it sounds like the chadchila, but the yevet, if somebody has a wound in such a place, you could put it on top of a bandage. If somebody has a wound, even in the place where you encircle the knot, in other words, in the place where you're fastening the ritzua around the arm, you could put the hekef hakesher on a bandage. And again, provided that there's no hefsik in the place of the bias. In other words, if the arm is open, if the arm is available, b'makom the bias, and the only place that there is a chatzitza is by the ritzua, even the place of the ritzua that fastens it to the arm, it is okay. Ach b'zeh yizar, you should be careful, l'chasis melmala, to cover the tefillin shel yad melmala, k'dei sheyiskayim l'cha l'ois v'loy l'achayim l'ois. In order to mekayim, it should be for you as a sign and not for others as a sign. By the way, this is a very interesting halacha that many are not nizar in, and that is, nobody's supposed to be able to see your tefillin shel yad. Your tefillin shel yad is supposed to be covered by your sleeve or your jacket or something. But nobody's supposed to see it. Only tefillin shel roish people are supposed to see it. Nobody should see your tefillin shel yad. So if you're going to have roll up your sleeve and it's going to be all the way up here and people can see your tefillin shel yad, that's not correct. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. We're going to, Bez Hashem, try for tomorrow. And we'll be on schedule, so we'll reconvene, Bez Hashem, the following Wednesday after that. Okay? Kol Tov, everyone. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.